Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Right field. It's deep. It is off the pole! Book it! Fugio rocks the house!
I'm just so happy for these guys. I mean, the joy. They work so hard every day. They put their bodies on the line every day. And their entire staff keeps them healthy! Yeah! I just couldn't be more proud of them. Oh my gosh, that is so cool!
That is so cold. That's how they feel in Detroit, too. So cold. Jeff Phelps and I sat here 14 years ago. He said the only way we would ever lead Indians at the time on a Monday after a Browns game is if they had the most historic comeback in Major League Baseball history. And boom, here we are today, Jeff. 14 years it took it.
How about that, Andy?
14 years.
Wow. You know the cool thing? This isn't over yet.
No, it's not.
I mean, it's such a huge accomplishment by this baseball team, and it's not over yet. Now, where does it go? We'll see. But you got three games to see if you can kick it up to another level, and it's unfathomable what they've done this season because they can't hit. They still can't hit. We just heard Brian Rocchio's walk off yesterday in a game that they didn't have to win, but by golly, the fact that they won, it just keeps the momentum going, courtesy of MLB and Guardians TV. But it's just stunning. Pitching's been incredible. The grit, you know, I mean, you can't sit here and say the offense is good. So what is it? The ability to manufacture runs, the ability to squeak out wins.
Play good defense.
That's what they've been able to do.
I mean, there are very few plays defensively over the last month that you can think of. You're like, oh, yeah, that crushed them, right? You didn't even think about that. But this isn't just about the team. This is about you, too. I'm telling you, because not you, too, like
thanks,
Zimbardo.
Andy.
No,
I appreciate
it's
that.
Not about you. You, the fans of Northeast Ohio.
We, the fans.
You, yes, we, the fans, in order to form a more perfect baseball union, have decided that over the last week and a half, you put 190,000 people into that ballpark over two series. Think about that. I mean, they were saying that the crowd was what? The pre-sale on this weekend was 15,000. You doubled it all 3 days and then some. So if you're a Guardians fan, be proud of yourself. Don't sit around going, I'm an Indian fan, whatever. I'm just telling you, be proud of yourself because you came out full force all week, all weekend. And if you know, we sit here and we talk about this team and people want to rip this and rip that. You know what? You showed you cared. You cared. Man, you were awesome this weekend. Bravo. And the team appreciated it. You could feel the energy yesterday as soon as you knew that Detroit lost to Boston. And all of a sudden, here we go. You're the central champs, and you still had, what, about an inning and a half to go. And then you ended up going extra innings. So two innings to go. And you were already the champions. The team responded on the field, big offense, and you responded in the stands. And you could feel the energy. And it was on a dog day where your football team has got a lot of issues. So we're going to talk about both throughout the day.
We will talk about
the Browns. We will talk about the Guardians. We'll talk about godforsaken ESPN and Major League Baseball sticking us at 1 o'clock during the middle of a work week. Don't worry. Those kids go to school? We don't want the kids to care. We don't. Major League Baseball. Come on, man. I mean, I'm pumped. Look, I'm pumped they're there. I'm pumped that they're... I mean, who in their right minds thought the Guardians would ever be hosting a wild card series a month ago, 2 weeks ago? Nobody. Nobody thought that. So, I mean, that's just one of the little things we'll talk about today. Scott Petrak's going to join us at 11. Tyvis Paul, our super friend on the Browns Radio Network, will join us at high noon. And then Kevin Stefanski's press conference at 1 o'clock. All right, let's just kind of go back up a little bit here, Jeff. Eep, what a weekend. Eep, eep. Yeah, you know, I'm used to that sound. That's weird.
Yeah.
My coworkers tend to do that around my bosses, mm-hmm. other than you two, for the most part, I think, as far as I know.
As far as you know.
Let's backtrack. All right, and I want to start with the Guardians today because they've earned it, they deserve it, and we should be talking about the Guardians.
There's no prize for them, though, is there? Because we start with them.
No, just the fact that we said 14 years ago, the day we lead with the Guardians or Indians at the time, will be they'll have to have the greatest comeback
on a Monday in football season.
They would have to have the greatest comeback in Major League Baseball.
That wasn't us. Those were the higher ups.
Yeah, that was. Yeah, we can blame the other old.
Yeah,
bosses.
Let's blame them.
Yeah, because they're not here, but we still love them. Anyway, go ahead.
Great dudes.
Back up. Friday night just wasn't there. It wasn't there Friday night. Okay, so now you get into Saturday. You're watching on Saturday. You're starting to sweat a little. You're like, this doesn't look good.
It felt funny, didn't it?
I was kind of like, are we standing on quicksand? What's going on here? Oh, man, they did all this work. I hope it's still going to pay off. I hope this thing isn't going to turn. And then
I mentioned that on Thursday and you yelled at me. Do you remember?
For thinking that it was going to fall apart?
No, for wonder, just saying, okay, you've come this far. Please, you know, because it wasn't going to be easy this weekend. We knew that.
Nothing. Did anyone tell Texas they were supposed to lay down and die? Who? Oh, man. They didn't. No way. Especially when they were up 3 runs in extra innings yesterday. And you're sitting to yourself going, the Guardians don't score 4 runs in a game. What makes you think they're coming back in the bottom of the 10th? And yet, there it was. And there was nothing more poetic than Saturday night. I've never, ever, ever got out of my chair to yell and scream with excitement with seven other people that were in the room with us to see a guy get hit by pitch. That was the
unbelievable.
Best hit by pitch I've ever seen in my life.
Andy, it's your typical 2-out rally. Walk. Loop single, guy goes to third, intentional walk, hit by pitch. Hi, we walked off a win.
It was
That's
great.
That's a 2-out rally, dang
what,
it.
What was great was listening to the media yesterday trying to say, the Guardians won on a walk-off hit by pitch. And you're like, that just sounds so stupid. But yet it was poetry to all of us because we loved it. I guess that's the perfect story, right, so far. This Hollywood story cannot stop. It has got to keep going.
Andy.
It has got to keep going.
Well, yes, this team can't hit. I'm sorry. I find it comical
Jeff,
now.
When I ran into you yesterday, you had the line of the day when I ran into you in the parking garage. As we were leaving between the halftime
Andy
and the
pregame
show.
The Looney Tunes. I have Fred. See you tomorrow.
Hey, bud.
Okie doke. It was this. Did you watch the... if you watch the Fox telecast on Saturday night, it was late in the game, you know, and they're hanging and they're fighting and they're talking like crazy about, okay, you know, this team is right there. It's historic and blah, 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 blah. And John Smoltz says, I don't think I've ever seen so many batting averages that start with a 1. It was 2 days ago, and I'm still laughing about it. John Smoltz is great, by the way.
Some of those ones had a pretty decent weekend today.
Oh, my God.
Babe Naylor, he looked pretty good yesterday.
That Jonathan Rodriguez fella.
Yeah, 197.
I thought he was Alex.
I'm looking at batting averages. Rodriguez, 197.
Oh, don't bother. Andy, Naylor, 195. Don't do that. Don't do that. Don't bring me down.
All right, ELO. I will not ELO. John Kenzie Noel, 162.
Don't do it.
Who cares?
Don't do it. I wanted to check something.
I got a great text during the game yesterday. It was, do you think if they could, would they bring Austin Hedges in to pitch the 10th? I almost drove off the road.
Okay, are you ready?
Yes.
I've got one for you. On Saturday, and I looked at Saturday, and then after I chuckled and laughed, then I looked at the entire roster. On Saturday, the Guardians played 16 guys. Okay, they had 12 position players and four pitchers who played in the game. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Nine of the 16 players that played in Saturday's game, where they clinched a playoff spot.
Yeah.
Nine of the 16 spent time in the minors this year.
Are you trying to tell me that Columbus Clippers number one is true?
A couple of them were on rehab. Gabe Arias and Sabrowski. But nine of the 16 guys that played in the playoff clinching game spent time in the minors this year. Hang on, it gets better. Of the 28-man roster that finished the season after the two call-ups,
mm-hmm.
right? 16 of the 28 guys spent time in the minors this year. Bring on the playoffs, baby! I'm not kidding. I just think it's hilarious and awesome. All at the same. Andy, you ready?
I'm ready. I was bored.
We've been talking about how this team needs an outfielder, right?
Mm-hmm.
Five of the six outfielders on the 28-man roster spent time in the minors this year. Five of the six outfielders. The only one that didn't was Stephen Kwan.
I can't believe.
Oh, my God. That's just great.
I still can't believe we're sitting where they are right now with three home games that they've won. And what is it, 15 of 30 of the last 31 years they've made the playoffs? Is that right? Something like that?
Andy, the pitching has been tremendous, has it not?
Mm.
Eight of the 14 pitchers spent time in the minors this year. Eight of the 14 pitchers. Hey, heck are these guys feeding these kids?
Let me just say this.
What's in the water down there in Columbus and in Akron?
ESPN.
Down there in Lake County.
Major League Baseball. NFL.
Give me some Lynchburg water.
They get Cleveland. They understand Cleveland. Because apparently the only time we're allowed to play anything is at 1 o'clock.
Hey.
The Browns.
Who cares?
Have 100% will own 1 o'clock for the rest of the season, except for this week when they play early. And I don't know, they get a couple late starts. But 1 o'clock, number one team in the NFL for 1 o'clock games. And guess what? It's back again this week, kids. That's right. Play hooky. Get out of school. Tell your boss, hey, I don't care. The Guardians are playing this week. Game one against Detroit. You know when that first pitch is? You know it. 1 o'clock. You know who's going to be on the hill for them as well. Scooble again. We'll see how he bounces back after last week. 1 o'clock. Tomorrow, Detroit. Wednesday, 1 o'clock, Detroit. And then if necessary on Thursday, man, I hope they don't have to play on Thursday, and I hope they bury them in the first two games. How about just get a win? I can't say bury with this team. I hope they outscore the other team and end this series,
Andy,
in two games.
Ahead. Let's rephrase that. I hope they bury them. 2-1, baby.
2-1, 1-0. The word I wanted to say, I couldn't say. Anyway, game one, Tuesday, 1 o'clock. Game two, Wednesday, 1 o'clock. Thursday will be 1 o'clock if they have to play it. If they have to play it. But you know
nothing,
what?
Nothing to remember.
No, prime time in Cleveland is 1 o'clock, baby. Woo-hoo. Doesn't matter. Let's see what they can do. We're talking all about that. We'll get to the Browns here in a little bit. Scott Petrak at 11. Tyvis Powell at noon. Kevin Stefanski at 1. It is a glorious Monday.
Glorious.
And a Browns therapy Monday, too. Baskin and Phelps.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Helps 92.3 The Fan.
They got hit! It's over! The Guardians of Miracles pull off another! And Cleveland is headed to the postseason!
The Guardians of Miracles. What do you think of that, Jeff Phelps?
Great. Let's use it.
You're good with it?
Sure,
the Guardians of Miracles.
We don't care. Go for
wow.
it.
Wow. Oh, I'm tired. Anybody else tired?
You better not be. We have about 3.5 hours to go.
Yeah. No, I mean, it was a long weekend, wasn't it? I mean.
Oh, it was a great, well.
It was long.
Baseball wise.
It was an up and down weekend. I mean, some ups, some downs. It was a 50-50. For me, overall, sports wise, it was kind of a 50-50 weekend.
But yeah.
I'll take the 50% the Guardians gave me, and they'll make me happy with that, too. Still sitting here in shock that they clinch a spot to get into the playoffs on a hit by pitch. And then yesterday, I mean, they won two games that, like, I don't, Hollywood's not smart enough to write that script.
It was Roy Hobbs yesterday.
They're not. Oh, man.
Only thing missing, all the flying class.
And the Savoy slugger, right?
Bobby?
At one point, I was like, are they going to do champagne again? And yesterday seemed like it was a free for all.
Oh heck yeah!
They were reserved on Saturday, and then yesterday didn't somebody have a unique? Somebody went to social media saying, "Yeah, we're feeling pretty good still this morning." Right? Fair? Is that a fair way to put it? Be nice.
Oh, that was Shane Lowry with the Ryder Cup.
Oh! I thought it was somebody with the. I'm
no,
sorry.
No. Shane Lowry after Europe winning the Ryder Cup tweeted out this morning. I have a hangover. It's just a tweet that says I have a hangover.
He's available, right?
Can he hit?
He hits pretty well.
He hits pretty well, yeah.
Bring
good
him
place
in.
Place hitting as well.
By God, we can use him.
As well.
All right, I know you want to talk about Jeff. I want to get into just kind of what's ahead and where they're going with this, but I still want to enjoy what we're talking about right now. Let's give the good folks at Northeast Auto an opportunity to speak about these things.
Oh, that's swell.
Josh and Berea, you get to start us off here.
Hello, Josh.
What do you got, man?
Let's go, guards. That's guards ball. If I pitch, Rocchio, we're going to call him Rakio when it's postseason because he's raking them in. Let's
nice.
Go.
Oh. Nice. There we go. I like that, Josh.
You know what I mean? Hey, everyone starts with a zero batting average in the postseason, so let's hope the sticks come alive now.
Oh, then we should kill it.
Josh, I love that.
We've been so close to zero for most of the season anyway that we should be way more comfortable than these other teams with 300 hitters.
Yeah,
I agree
with you.
Exactly. Hey, we know how to handle a slim lead. And unfortunately, that leads me to the other team. Why do we have one manager when you give him chicken you-know-what and he makes chicken salad? I mean, I've heard Jeff Phelps all year say, man, these guys can't hit. But yet, the team's down 15.5 and they win the division.
Josh, have I been wrong?
You haven't been wrong. No, you haven't been wrong. But yet, somehow,
I'm sorry
Stephen
that
Vogt,
I haven't been.
With the mess that he has to deal with, 2 years in a row,
yeah.
He's done an outstanding job, and he's probably going to win Manager of the Year again, deservingly
he
so.
He should.
And yet we have another two-time Coach of the Year that just, I don't know, that his awards of merit, his whatever, credentials, everyone around the league seems to love Stefanski, but... Man, this offense is so boring to watch. Am I a bad Browns fan? We were down 10 points. And
just stop.
I can't watch this anymore.
Yeah,
and
just
I
stop.
I went to the Buccaneers game, and I watched. Say what you want about Baker Mayfield.
I won't.
Whether you think he's a good quarterback or not.
I do.
Man, he's the most entertaining quarterback to watch. Man, is he entertaining to watch. Win or lose, the guy's throwing 270-yard bombs for touchdowns, getting them back in the game. And I'm like, What happened? I thought we had a blue-collar football team. I thought we had a hard-nosed football team. But every time we face another blue-collar team, they kick our ass.
And the only thing I'm the Lions are – hang on a second. Josh, thank you. I'm good with it. We're going to dig into Browns here in a minute. I just – the only thing I – am I happy with what's going on? No, not at all. Do I think if they change quarterbacks right now, I would be upset? No, I'd be okay with it. But I also know that this is the team that walks out there with 3/5 of its starting line. 3-5.
We're gonna
starting
don't
offensive
bring me down
line.
Yet. We're gonna get to the Browns, aren't we?
All right, let's stay high. Let's stay high. Let's be high on life, kids, because Fred is in Maple Heights. What do you say, Fred?
Oh, no, man, I'm bringing this plane down. Let's talk about the Guardians, man. I'm so tired of hearing the ACLS champions, man. That's like just selecting. What guy you know, man, is happy to date the average woman in high school, man? I'm sorry. Who passed up the baddie for the average? That's how Cleveland sports fans is. Anywhere here, anywhere on the planet, man, just ask yourself, would you choose to root for any of our teams here if you could be anywhere, if you grew up anywhere else? I don't get it. It's time for Stefanski to go. I think Jim Schwartz, if he could be the coach of the team, players respond to him. I think the offense will respond to him. I think we need to see the new offensive coordinator doing what he's doing. It's time for Stefanski to go. He hasn't developed anything here. Guys don't seem like they
win his program. I thought we were talking Guardians. Are we talking Guardians here for the first 40 minutes to be happy, Andy?
Fred says they're not getting past their Detroit's going to beat them, right, Fred?
Hey, listen, man, I've drunk all the brews, ate all the burgers and brats I could eat with the Guardians.
Yeah.
I'm tired of it. You know, I know what
Wait a minute, Fred.
Tired of it.
They just performed the greatest comeback in Major League Baseball history, and you're tired of it?
Never been done, Fred.
Bro, Fred, man, come on.
We got to have more participation awards than anybody else on the planet.
Well, guess what? If you don't make right, you know what we'd be? We'd be the Mets. Where are the Mets today with all the money they spend? Oh, man, that's like lighting all that money on fire. Where's Lindor? I don't see Lindor. Anyone see Lindor in the playoffs?
He's got a good-looking wife.
Anybody? Is Lindor playing in the playoffs? Come on, Fred.
Got a lot of money.
If you can't enjoy it for 24 hours, man.
Come on, Fred.
It's the only thing that we can hang on to, but we got to talk about where we at in the rest of the season with Flacco, and here we go.
Fred, you know it's coming. Thank you. Please. Please. Tell me I didn't just hear what I just heard.
You heard what you just heard.
I'm tired of it.
Well, you know,
you are so spoiled.
I'm tired of really entertaining baseball and a team that gets to the playoffs more often than not.
Well, you know what this show feels about if you get tired.
When he wants to tap out because he's tired, he's going to go up in the stands and sell beer.
That's Fred, right. You go sell beer.
Fred, how much are you going to make?
Beer. Go sell beer.
Sell those babies for about $9. Come on, Fred.
Fred, come on. You're better than that.
I don't know what he is.
I don't know. All I want
to
do
you, though, Fred. I had a cat named Fred.
Come on, now. Fred Sanford, you with me? No? Nobody?
Fred the Cat.
Fred Sanford, man. Zach in Cleveland. Hello, Zach.
Played fetch with Golfties.
Fred. Boo. You're a bum, Fred. Get on the train, buddy.
There you go, Zach.
Not a participation trophy because everybody celebrates with champagne when you win the frickin' division. You don't watch enough baseball, dude. I hope you're still listening because we don't want you to watch this team because they're not in it for this. They're in it to win the whole damn thing. And that's what's going to happen, guys. We need to be upbeat about a team that has done nothing but win instead of being sad and sorry about a team that's done nothing but lose since they came back. That's it. That's the end of the story. I'm so tired of listening to people that call into this frickin' station and bitch and moan about the Browns.
Don't blame the station.
There is a team in this city that has done nothing but win.
We do own
go
a phone number.
To the freaking ballpark this week and watch them take this team to the fucking World Series.
Zach. Oh, man.
Come on, man.
Zach was a strong phone call
he's
until the part
great,
you
until
didn't
he
get to hear.
Dropped a nasty word.
Oh, man. He's fired up this morning, though.
Well, that's okay. But
as long as he keeps us on the air,
get fired up with your buddies if you're going to drop nasty words.
Wow. You think we can invite him onto our morning call?
I think we could. He'd fit right in.
Fred, what do you got today? No, that was the wrong guy. Oh, that was such a good
that
phone
was
call.
Zach.
Totally.
He was Zach. Rolling. He was good.
Oh, Zach. And then you got to put on the do not participate list. Oh, you can't do that, man. Jeff's in Cleveland. Hi, Jeff.
Hello, Jeffrey.
Hello.
Hello. How are you? Got to keep it clean, bro. Thanks.
I wanted to talk about the truth about both of these teams that is being overlooked a little bit.
Ooh, here we go.
The Guardians, for a lot of years, Paul Dolan has said, if you spend and show up at the games, I'll spend.
Paul has never said that. His dad, Larry, did, and that was like, I don't know, how many years ago?
It was many years ago.
Well, decades.
Whatever it is.
I heard Paul on the radio yesterday. I didn't hear Paul say that, and I've never heard Paul say that. If we're going to be right, be right. Go ahead. Sorry.
But I call him Small Market Paul.
Small Market Paul has put your team in the playoffs 15 of the last 30 years. What other teams are doing? Like,
that's crazy.
I'm done, man. I'm not going to sit here and listen to this garbage about spending, not spending. The team just had the greatest comeback in Major League Baseball history. Can we stop it for one day? Can we stop complaining about ownership for one day?
Go, Andy.
Your team is in the playoffs. Did anyone watch? Oh, remember all of you that said you were never coming to the ballpark again?
Yeah.
There were 190,000 people that made their way to downtown Cleveland over this last homestand. Guess what? They're going to go like 250 here if you're able to come out over the next, the next 3 days.
And
next 2 days,
Andy?
I hope.
You know what, Andy?
By the way, tickets went on sale already. If you want to hop on the board, get on the train, fly the plane, walk, get on your horse, your tricycle, whatever, get down to the ballpark. I'll try to, too.
You know,
we're on the worst part? Unfortunately, I have a procedure tomorrow, but I can't go.
Those people who packed the ballpark, they weren't the least bit entertained.
None.
They didn't enjoy themselves
at
all. None. They had a lousy time.
You want to sit here and complain about how the Dolans don't spend? Just stop. This show is a waste of your time until 2 o'clock.
And if you feel that way, boy, have you missed a lot of fun. If you're not paying attention to this team because you don't think their payroll is big enough, well, you've missed a lot of fun.
And I'll give you what.
Ultimately, isn't that what this is about, Andy? And I truly mean this. If fans feel they need a championship to be satisfied in life, you've got a miserable life. This is entertainment. This is supposed to be fun.
I was pretty miserable till the Cavs won. I'm not going to lie. I'm going to be honest about that.
Well, it's because you were working with me.
Oh, that's true.
I mean, come on.
That's true.
I'll give you that one. But seriously, folks, this has been wildly entertaining. And they've been wildly competitive for a pretty good period of time. I'd rather have an ownership that watches. What would you ultimately have? A guy who spends like absolute crazy and you have a great front office. Okay? We don't have that. Okay? We don't have that. We have a team that operates on a budget. Why? Because they feel they have to. Do they or don't they? I don't know. I'm not an accountant. I don't know their books. If you don't want to pay attention to them because you don't think the owner spends enough money, well, I'm sorry for you. You've missed a lot of fun. There are other teams that spend a lot of money and don't do very well. I would say get over it. You've missed an awful lot.
I can understand payroll issues. I get it. And we've had this conversation, and we'll have it when we come back. Because Dan has a unique point of view on this, and I respect his point of view. But if you're going to say, I'm not rooting for those guys on the field because of what ownership does or doesn't do, you're doing a disservice to them. You're like, I don't know what you're doing. I saw guys playing gritty baseball yesterday. They've been playing gritty baseball for a month. Their paycheck is not my worry. My worry is whether I want to spend money on this team, whether you want to spend money on this team to go watch them play. The organization consistently gets in the playoffs. I know for all of you that are, under 35, you just expect it. Well, I'm sorry that I'm old. I'm not going to apologize for that because I went to, I was already in Montana.
You went to decades of baseball, Andy, your team won.
With nothing. So you want to call us old? I don't care. You know what? I'm going to enjoy the ride because I just watched the greatest comeback in baseball history. Get it through your heads. You want to complain about ownership? Go somewhere else. We'll see you later.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Better.
As always, you can listen to this show, all of our local shows here on The Fan, on Apple Podcasts, on Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan. Man, what a day we're having. I mean, it's hard not to sit here and enjoy what the Guardians have done. Like, oh, I don't know how
easy,
you can.
It's easy to not enjoy it.
It seems to be easy.
The owner's cheap.
I get it. I understand there's some people there. By the way, what did I read? I was reading in the break that their playoff tickets, obviously because it's a quick turn, Guardians.com. That was on Friday too, Guardians.com if you're looking for playoff tickets. I do think that there's some merit to the conversation about how to run an organization, but I think that's true of every team in every sport. And, you know, it's just... I don't know.
Andy, do we wish we had a major big time budget here for the baseball team?
Yeah, we've always said that.
We'd love to. You know what I'd rather have? I'd rather have a really smart front office and a team that seems to rise to the occasion. This team has done that this year, and they've done it in the past. God, it's been fun.
So Dan always says this too. Dan, go ahead. You say, what's your line? What's your line about the Guardians and the ownership?
They play baseball.
No, he's got another one.
I really wish they would spend more money than they do.
Right.
But I enjoy every last second of watching this run.
Okay. Can I be honest with you? That's how I feel too.
You can hold two concurring thoughts at the same time. We are human. We are allowed to do this. We are not black and white. There's a lot of gray in life.
Okay. But here's what bothers me. Like,
ownership ticks me off.
It's
but
okay.
I also enjoy watching them.
The owners?
Well, them too.
Can I throw one thing
sure
out?
They're great at croquet.
I think the reason I got all fired up is because the quote was not Paul Dolan's quote. So just be right.
Well, but everybody can see the payroll numbers. They're not real high.
He never came out and said.
No.
And by the way, we're sitting here talking about one statement that was made how many years ago? Okay. You want to talk about living in the, like, people get mad at me for being mad at about the Ravens thing? I mean, like, I don't know how you can still live there. I mean. And the other part, they changed the name, man. They, blah, blah, blah. Okay, really? Because I just saw 190,000 people pack this place. So they've gotten over it. But you've gotten over it.
Can I throw one other thought at you about that? Whole thing?
Yeah.
Jose Ramirez took less money than he probably could have had on the open market.
Absolutely.
Why?
Because he wants a statue. He's been listening to the show long enough. And he knew that the moment that he took less money, Baskin would be sitting here every day arguing for a statue.
I don't think Jose cares.
And
about
I even
statue.
I said it in Spanish too.
Why?
So I can make sure he totally.
Why did he take?
He's
less
actually
money.
Been shopping for Corinthian marble in between breaks. Ooh,
why did he take less money?
Because he wanted to be here.
Well, and why would you want to be someplace? You like the working environment. You like the people you work with. You're comfortable. You like district. It.
He was hoping to spill champagne in the new clubhouse.
He's different than most players. Awesome. I'll give you that. Chris Antonetti's been here his entire professional career. Mm-hmm. Why?
Because Chris is really good at what he does.
And he likes working here. He could go work anywhere else. I mean, he'd be at the top of everybody's list.
Lake's nice once you get past
But he likes story. Working here.
Mm-hmm. They gave him a chance.
Mike Chernoff has done a great job coming up through the organization. That's two guys who came here as interns, and they've worked here their entire career. This ownership, whether people want to realize it or not, has built a great organization and a great culture that we hear constantly about the Browns, that they don't have one.
Mm-hmm.
They've built a great culture here. And how is that manifested? It's manifested in competitive baseball teams that year in and year out entertain us and compete. Thank you. Thank you. I hope you win it all. That would be phenomenal. I don't expect that to happen this year. Maybe it will in a couple of years. Maybe it will next year. I don't know. But guess what? The ride is going to be a blast because that's what they provide for us. And if you don't like it, just don't go. And truly, don't watch. You know, don't listen. If that's going to bother you that much, well, then don't bother. I'm sorry that your life is so miserable that you need to get your joy out of a potential championship for a team. They're going to celebrate if they win a World Series, and then the next day you're going to get up and go to work.
But the joy is...
Jeff, I just don't get it.
Jeff, the joy comes from the potential playoff team, though. You know what I'm saying? And that's where
the joy comes from watching an entertaining product, Andy.
Competitive. Give me an opportunity to believe this team can make the playoffs every year.
Exactly right. And this organization does that. They do it differently. I wish they'd spend more money. They don't. Doesn't mean I can't enjoy what I'm watching. Doesn't mean it doesn't entertain the bejeebers out of me, because it does.
It also doesn't mean that you have to be blind to the whether it's World Series success or not. You can't be blind to the fact that they find their way into the postseason. Yes, the postseason isn't what it was when we were kids, right?
No, I mean, it's a very
it's expanded.
World.
It's a new world, but still, you had the opportunity to do what they were able to do this year. And if you want to be grumpy and miserable about it, then just don't. You want to pick up the phone and just be totally grumpy and be like, "Oh, I didn't spend enough money. Don't got it. Save it." Do you really need to do it today? But did you watch what we saw? The joy, the euphoria of this city over a baseball team that found two very unique and stylistic way to win two games in a row. I mean, come on, man. Who wins hit by pitch? Who's been talking about
this
CJ?
Team.
Like I said to you guys, I think I said it to you guys in late April. I said, at some point, CJ Cephas is going to be up here, and he's going to be the man. I have had his back for most of the season, haven't I?
You very much have been doing double shift. Driving
I was on the Cephas bandwagon way before he ever came up.
You were doing double shift.
And as I looked,
you knew he had a magnet in his back.
No, I saw that he was hitting. He was hitting a number that was over two something in Columbus.
It
I was like,
begin
I'd like to
with
see
a
this.
One.
I'd like to see this
bring
guy.
Him up.
Looks like he's doing something pretty good, right?
Let's bring him up. This team can start developing some hitting.
But you guys remember, like during when they were in Arizona, I said I have a feeling that Cephas is going to get hit by pitch to put this team into the playoffs. I hope you guys remember that.
Yeah, yeah.
Can we find the tape?
Sure do.
Check the tape. Go to the tape.
Dan is in Berea. Dan, how are you, my friend? Hi, Dan.
Hey, guys. If the people don't like the payroll here in Cleveland, tell them to look up the Mets' payroll. And where are the Mets at now? They're all going home.
True, yes, sir. This year, that was the case. That's very true.
Dan, good phone call. Thank you. Well thought out. All right. And didn't make any mistakes, like I do every day. Let's go. Kevin, Cuyahoga Falls. What's up, Kev?
Kev Boat.
Gentlemen, how are we doing today?
I'm outstanding, man. As bad as I feel about the Browns game, I feel 10 times better about the Guardians. And who knows, that could all change.
You're bringing the energy, baby. You're bringing the energy, Baskin.
Bring it.
That's it. Hey, I'm perplexed. Did I just listen to some of my Northeast Ohio friends complain about making the playoffs? I mean, really? How can you complain about this? This is the most historic comeback ever in the history of Major League Baseball. We should be all celebrating this. Our team has done something no team has ever done in the history of the game. Let's be happy about it. I mean, it's amazing. Let's not poo-poo on it. Come on. Well, this is great. We're in the playoffs again. You can't win it if you're not in the playoffs. And there's a whole lot of teams sitting at home with their feet on the couch. They're going to be watching our baseball team playing baseball. And I think we should be extremely happy about it. So, look, would I be a little more confident if we still had Josh Naylor and his 20 home runs and 300 batting average? Heck, yeah. I would be more confident. But, hey, you know what? This is our team. Let's go with it. And I say, go Tribe. Let's win it all.
There you go. Kevin, thank you. Good job. Michael's in Twinsburg. Hi, Michael. How are you? Michael.
Come on back, Michael.
Michael, bro, we don't want to listen. Hey, Michael, what's going on?
Hey, guys. Yeah, I just want to say, back in the 90s, this whole money situation and stuff like that with Dolan, I mean, they never paid, out money. And I remember the Indians' payroll was only $80 million, and I believe the Yankees' payroll was 10 times more. And we still beat them in the series. I mean, that's all I have to say.
All right, thank you, Michael. Much deeper conversation with whoever.
It can be done. We know that. Would it be better if you're paying all these guys outrageous money and had better players? Yes.
I don't know. Look at the Mets. It's the first time I'll ever say that. But.
Right. It doesn't mean you're going to get there. And somehow our team is able to thread that needle. So good. We've enjoyed it. Thank you.
Let's go, Anthony, Cleveland Heights. Hoi, hoi.
Hey. Okay, yeah, a couple things here. First, Sobrowski, Allard, Junis, Festa, four guys, all on one-year contracts that make a total of $7 million. I average out their whip, 1.17. Good freaking luck finding a guaranteed slugger at $7 million a year. Good freaking luck. The Guardians understand, as Antonetti understood before the season started, it doesn't matter whether you score runs or prevent runs from being scored. Run differential is run differential. They said, go get me more pitching. They got more pitching at an inexpensive price. None of them are signed up long-term, so they can leave or re-sign them for an extended, you know, contracts and so forth. So think about that. Number two, like if you remember the scene in Moneyball, Brad Pitt's character, you know, Billy Beane, indicated they got to replace Jason Giambi in the aggregate. They don't have the money to sign Jason Giambi. He's too much money. Naylor leaves. They pick up Slade Ciccone, who was instrumental this year. You didn't have to throw AAA pitchers. Manzardo, Kapus, Noel, and Santana all together at first base. That's as darn close to replacing Naylor in the aggregate, and you don't have to deal with Naylor's contract. So get off. You know, this front office proves it over and over again. And I have to say, with regard to the people calling and complaining, I have come, as a Guardians fan, I started realizing this year that I wonder how much of this, and I don't want to get into it, has to do with the name change. And there are people who just cannot get past it.
It's more so about the money than it is the name change. I think so. Anthony, thank you. Appreciate it.
The folks who were going absolutely nuts over the weekend didn't really seem to care that the first two letters were changed and they put in three more.
Dan, has there ever been
I don't get it.
I can't believe there's ever been a team that's ever won a There's no way that's ever happened.
It happens every year. There's somebody who
serious?
Gets in with a negative run differential. Yeah, I can look up the previous
years. I mean,
it happens every year. There's always like one or two where you're like, really?
It was the Marlins last year.
Case in point.
What were they?
Oh, Anthony Alant.
What were they, voice of God?
I don't know.
We were minus six.
It was the Marlins.
Minus six. Scott Petrak, we'll get into the Browns. We'll come back over to the Guardians here in a moment. It is a outstanding. It's more than a victory Monday
it's
for the
big
Guardians.
Monday in Cleveland for good and bad reasons.
Yeah, and then it's also, you know, Browns. We got to talk about the Browns too. So, and by the way, they're in England, so they won't have to worry about any of this stuff. They'll be on their way to England here by the end of the week.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.